Task 5. Part 2. Future developments.
What do you think is going to happen in the next few years? What do you think will be the big developments in computing?
I think speech recognition could be big. I think people who don't have very good keyboard skills will want to look at speech recognition. We're going to live in the web browser environment a lot more.
Does that mean shared software of all kinds?
Yes, I think it means that you'll access multiple applications through a common interface based on the sort of web technology. Mm. On the other hand, so much effort is being put into what we're doing now that change is going to be difficult. People are not going to want to change unless there's some good reason for doing so. Mm. See, we're really achieving what most people want to do at the moment. People can send email, they can do their word processing and things like that. A lot of the new releases are based on just commercial pressure. Mm. The companies have to keep on, well, it's like motor cars, so they have to have the latest model.
Right.
Often there's no significant change. In general, things will get cheaper and faster, which will improve performance and make software more efficient.
What about video conferencing and that sort of thing?
Well, we have it already. It's okay. If it saves you a journey overseas, it's maybe all right. But if it saves you going across town, you wouldn't bother.
Yeah.
You'd rather go out and see somebody face to face.
Teaching. Are there any developments there?
Well, computer teaching is still difficult, I think. It's good for reinforcing. It's good for practicing. It's good for working on your own.
Mm.
But I don't see computers replacing good teaching. That's still going to be required. Computer teaching may be used more, but I don't see it replacing courses.